first time, huh?
Yeah.
Angel, you have to call Roy.
Yes, ma'am, I'll call. Mr. Gwynn?
Here.
Mr. McLeod?
Here.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Here.
Mr. Musley?
Here.
Mr. Rowland?
Here.
Ms. Rich?
Here. Okay, is there anyone here that wants to make public comments at this time? No? Topics for discussion, Ocala development proposal of Pharma Chamber site.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd first like to thank city council and city staff for allowing us to be here today and present our concept and proposal concerning downtown redevelopment, primarily on the First and Broadway site, and our concept of bringing an upscale boutique hotel downtown.
Hey Bryce, can you give your name and address for the record?
Bryce Peak, Ocala Development, 16 Southeast Broadway Street. I'd like to start out with introducing the development group, who would be comprised of Ocala Development and McBride Land. Between the two companies, they have over 80 years of combined experience in the Ocala Marion County real estate market, ranging from appraising, sales, construction, and development, both residentially and commercially. Experience in golf courses, residential subdivisions, shopping centers, mini farms, a little bit of everything in there, and they've been successful in doing so. Both of those companies are located in or near downtown and have a long-standing tie to the community and have a vested interest in its future. A little brief synopsis of how we got here today. The 2035 vision and the downtown master plan identified catalytic sites that could potentially spur additional development in the downtown corridor. And multiple entities attempted to develop the old chamber site, the temporary parking lot, and the Sprint site, with the latest of those being White Chalice. All but through challenging real estate and capital markets and the lack of financial wherewithal resulted in the termination of those agreements. What we've learned from those experiences is that obtaining financing for this type of development is difficult in today's economic climate, and that any potential developer that comes forward must have the financial wherewithal to deliver what they promise. And we've learned that a public-private partnership with incentives may be necessary to make a project financially feasible. We've also learned a little bit about what downtown stakeholders want. We've learned that they want to incentivize new development on those catalytic sites to spur further infill development, and they want an economic driver that will bring new jobs, new customers, and new businesses to the downtown corridor. They want the ability to promote downtown as a regional destination for travelers, events, concerts, conferences, and more. And they also want representation. They want to know that their ideas and their concerns will be heard. It is our belief as a development group that the downtown square and its surrounding buildings define the ambiance of downtown, and that any development on the chamber site in particular should be an iconic structure that strengthens the sense of place downtown. I keep on describing it as a generational development, a development that our children's children will see and admire in the years to come. Our concept is to develop the chamber lot into an 80 to 100 room boutique hotel with approximately 10,000 square foot of retail, food, and beverage space. And as Tim Dixon calls it, an experiential hotel that would provide such a unique visitor experience that it would attract customers from the region to the downtown corridor. The development would also incorporate an approximately 10,000 square feet of conference space, which would be owned by the city. Two things that have to be thought about with this type of development is parking and access. The viability of both the hotel and the conference center is directly correlated to the availability of adequate parking and access. The development would be contingent upon the city securing 130 to 160 well-located parking spaces dedicated to the service of the proposed development. And the city would also work with the development group to provide adequate access from State Road 40, First Avenue, and the future Linear Park. Concerning the Sprint site and the temporary parking site, the development group would postpone development on those sites until the construction and stabilization of the hotel and parking garage. There's multiple reasons behind this. One being, as the city and the development group would add more amenities to downtown, we see that it would increase the demand for residential space, and it would also allow flexibility in the development to address the specific needs downtown residentially, commercially, and parking once we understand those needs after project stabilization. The development group would work with the city, though, to provide a planned unit development that is consistent with the downtown master plan. I'd like to take a moment and talk a little bit about the Iron Horse Hotel up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It was developed by a man named Tim Dixon, who has utilized multiple financing avenues to bring a hotel that is really something to be proud of. It's number one of 52 hotels on TripAdvisor, Boutique and Lifestyle Lodging Association Hotel of the Year in 2010 and 2011, and is a AAA four-star hotel. These are some of the pictures of the Iron Horse Hotel. Top left is one of their rooms. The top right is one of their exterior entertainment spaces called the Yard. And the bottom is their bar at the Smith's Restaurant. And the bottom right is their center lobby. We hope to incorporate some of those areas and some of those features of the Iron Horse and also other hotels around the nation, specifically Charleston, Savannah, that sort of are in line with the architectural feeling that we have in downtown Ocala. The top left picture there you see is the Harbor View, which we really like the brick and stone facade incorporating the metalwork there. We really see the top right and the bottom right both are from the Iron Horse Hotel, which we feel the center lobby is really going to be the main feature of the hotel, where you just have this sense of arrival. And the character of Ocala and Marion County is really brought into that space. We also are entertaining the idea of bringing some sort of rooftop wading pool, if it is financially feasible, but having a rooftop entertainment space that could overlook the square. Where we are currently, the development group has engaged a nationally recognized hospitality consultant to perform a market study and feasibility analysis to help us determine, first of all, if the market could support such a development downtown and what the optimum size and mix of the hotel and retail space would be. And it would also outline the hotel product category, including what amenities and services could be supported in the development. Also would help us estimate the construction and operating costs of such a development. Concerning financing, we have had multiple discussions with financial advisors, and we are currently researching multiple vehicles and to determine the most viable option available. Potential financing avenues include conventional financing, private equity markets, quasi-public-private partnerships, and multiple federal programs. A short list of some of the benefits that the city would enjoy from such a development include the temporary and permanent job creation, the increased ad valorem tax and the bed tax, the increased utility consumption on the site, and one of which that I think is the largest but the hardest to monetize is the economic impact of the visitors in the downtown area on local businesses. Unlike previous suitors, this one does not bring any sort of competition. It is more of a driver for all existing businesses downtown. It also gives the city the ability to construct a parking garage and conference center owned by the city. And it facilitates the ability to market downtown as a regional destination with first-class accommodations available. And it gives us the opportunity to spark redevelopment now in the downtown corridor. Our request to City Council is that we would enter into a binding letter of intent with the development group, which allows for a 6-month due diligence and feasibility study period for the developer to evaluate the feasibility of the site and of the project. All investigations and studies would be bared by the development group and would come at no cost to the city. That being said, I'd like to welcome any questions and discussion. We do have available Albert Peak and Kirk Boone, the principals of Ocala Development, to answer any specific questions, but I feel that I can probably field any of those questions at this time.
Bryce, with Sandy's proposal, he was going to turn over the studies and the findings up on the Sprint building. Would your group be doing the same thing?
Yeah. We would be sharing all that information. If we get to the point where there's a snag and we don't move forward, we would be more than willing to share any of those findings that we have. And if we get to the point where we're comfortable with it, hopefully we'll be at the point where we can develop the developer's agreement and move this project forward.
How do you see the letter of intent working? You say binding, but it's really loose because
right.
What is it binding us to and what is it binding you guys to?
Really, the only thing that we're asking it for is that the city does not negotiate or discuss development on that on those sites during our feasibility period. So really, there's not much that the city would be giving up other than time. And it's the only thing that we're asking for is the opportunity to answer some of the questions that are still luring out there as far as the feasibility of the potential project.
I have a question for Mark. Mark, do you know of any other people or development companies that are showing an interest in that? Have you heard of other companies that are showing an interest?
We have had some interest from other development groups, both local and not local, in the three property or the two sites, the Sprint site and the former Chamber site. Most of that interest has been on the Sprint site or the former Sprint building.
The building itself.
Yeah, and if you recall, near the end of the White Chalice Agreement, there was a hotelier that came forward, Scheinblum Hospitality. They have continued to express an interest in developing a hotel on the Chamber site. I'm not sure if ultimately their schedule will align with ours or not.
Okay.
But have they gone as far as laying it all out? And
Scheinblum Hospitality, we have the understanding that they have hired similar consultants to do the market analysis, the feasibility study. They have not shared really the detailed results of those studies. I don't know if they would be willing to do that or not. We've not had that discussion. They have not made a specific ask of the city in terms of what its obligations would be to the project. Some of the other parties that have expressed an interest, for example, on the Sprint site, they have talked about their projects. They have not presented specific details or a specific proposal at this point in time.
But is it your understanding that the Scheinblum group is doing a market analysis?
That is my understanding, yes.
So they're, okay.
Where are they from? Is it Scheinblum?
Scheinblum is the group, if you recall, with White Chalice. They came forward near the end of that agreement. They're based out of the Miami area. To my knowledge, they do not have any product in Central Florida.
Okay, they have product down there?
Yes. And if you recall, they came, they did a brief presentation. They showed some of those hotels that they manage and own.
Right. They have several hotels down there.
Yes.
Madam President.
Bryce, what happens after the 6-month period of time?
What we'd be doing during the 6-month period is asking the questions that need to be asked. And while those answers come forth, we would be working with the city and putting together a proposal, an official proposal that outlines the terms of the agreement, which we would come forward, and it could be before the end of the six-month period. But we would hope that we would have an official proposal ready to present to City Council and get the green light and move this project forward.
Okay.
I have a question. Go ahead.
So, would it be, would it work for you if we just held, or if the City Council agreed to not go down a specific road with a specific person for 6 months, not necessarily agreeing that only you could look at it, but just leave it open sort of for a time period so that anyone, and we agree that we won't, you know, we won't negotiate with one person, but just leave, freeze it sort of for 6 months? What would you,
no, it's
would
our,
your
it's our intent that we've already invested time and resources into the project, and we've gotten to the point now where we would like to have some sort of agreement in place where we have the first look at it. We're going to be investing more time and more dollars into this feasibility analysis, and we would just like to have some assurance that it's all for a reason, and we want to make sure that we have a first look at it.
And I would sort of agree with that. I mean, other people have had ample opportunity to come to us with a proposal or something. And nobody, you know, whatever this group is in Miami, talked about it, but they haven't done anything to show us that they're actually interested in it. And with the Peaks and the McBrides being locally grown, if I can say that, I would prefer giving them the opportunity. They're the first people that have come to us with something in writing. And I know I don't make the decisions, but.
Oh, yeah, you do.
You're part of it.
20% of it.
Go ahead.
I'd just like to echo that same thought. I mean, we've been down the road before with developers, not from Ocala, and it's not got us anywhere. And now we have developers from Ocala, as you said, homegrown, that have the ability to pull this project off if it's able to be pulled off. And I think I could support, you know, some type of binding letter and giving them the opportunity to see if this can be developed. You know, I think it's very preliminary, but again, I think they've come to us with a decent idea, and we're not transferring ownership of the property. We're not spending any taxpayer dollars. We're simply saying we'd like to dance with you if you can build this building.
Right.
Ms. Rich. And I would concur with that also. And Bryce, do you have any kind of idea what kind of monies you'd have to spend for the studies that you're talking about? I mean, my point in saying that is that, you know, I know you've spent a lot of time and money to this point before ever walking through this door, so.
Yeah, just concerning the feasibility and market study, it's in the tens of thousands of dollars, but also the amount of time that we're putting into it. We've had multiple discussions with not only multiple hospitality consultants, financial consultants, builders, developers. We plan on having meetings. You know, there's more to it than just the simple feasibility analysis that we've outlined in this presentation, and it's hard to monetize the total investment that we'll have during this six-month period.
And it is my understanding, at least when I've talked to some of you in the past, that this is not something that's come up in the last month. This is something that you've been thinking about for
I can sort of tell you, and we joke about it a little bit in our office, that if we weren't sitting around and saying, hey, let's build a hotel and let's figure out where we're going to put it. It's sort of come from my experience in the DBA and coming back from those meetings and meeting with my dad and Kirk and sort of talking about what would be the best thing to bring downtown. And from those conversations comes the idea, well, could it be done? And then from could it be done, it's, well, why? If it can be done, why shouldn't it be us? And that's where we're at today, is that we like the opportunity to see if it can be done. And if it is, we'd like the opportunity to get it done.
Yeah, and at least, your father and Mr. Boone, you are owners downtown. You do contribute to that CRA.
We overlook that site every single morning.
Yeah, that was my point. So you have a vested interest in making sure it turns out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was just going to echo some of Mr. Musley's, Councilman Musley's, you know, comments. You know, we've been down this road, and I mentioned this before, you know, with a South Florida developer. I'm looking at some of these hotels this gentleman's done down in South Florida. They're Art Deco type hotels, but I mean, I guess that's the, you know, what's going on with South Beach. But anyway, you know, this is a group of folks that, you know, been here in Ocala for, you know, hundreds of years and add them all up. You know, they've got the expertise in developing, you know, properties. And I think they have a vested interest in it. You know, they're committed to the downtown. And, you know, we could just sit back, take our time, do this right. We've waited a long time. You know, I think these are the folks that are committed to doing it. And I think we need to let them, you know, make their plans happen.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Mark and I talked a little bit yesterday, you know, in the timeline that has been downtown development, when we sit up here and look at what we've been through, one, we've learned a lot at every turn, which has been good. But I go back to the, you know, days of 10 years ago when it was, everybody was looking at council, what are y'all going to do with downtown? And we were desperately trying to get DBA, if you can remember, be involved. And I appreciate you being involved and kind of seeing, you know, seeing the atmosphere change at the DBA, as you know, too. It's not city councils or city halls downtown. It's y'all's downtown. And out of that, if you remember, we came up with, and I think there's a belief with everybody, and that's what this whole process is going through. There's this belief that a hotel somewhere, somehow in the downtown area can succeed, will succeed, and will be a good centerpiece, you know, for that downtown. And here we've got the opportunity to take 6 months to just sort of, you know, calm the water, see what, you know, how it works. And it's going to be a learning process again for us all. And I'm sure even for Ocala development of how we go about it. So, I mean, it's exciting. Mark, if you could just real quick for the record, because I know I've talked to Jimmy Gooding about this and this will come up. Article goes out in the paper and the phone calls are going to start coming and y'all will get them. We do not have to go through a process, RFQ process on this, correct?
That is correct. Mr. Gooding has advised previously that city council can dispose of property as it desires. Really, the only question is a political one. Is there a preferred path?
We love political questions.
Is there a preferred path that council has for engaging developers? But you have the right, if you believe that this is the path that you'd like to follow, you have the ability to do it. Obviously, this at the workshop, you don't have the ability to vote on the matter, but if it looks like there's consensus and you're giving staff direction to bring something back on an agenda that you can vote on, you have the ability to do that.
Question, I guess maybe for both of y'all. We go through this. I know we're the public-private partnership kind of thing, so obviously we got some dual track, job responsibilities. What from your side, as you go through this process, obviously, I mean, you've got to pull Mark in and staff in. What is that going to look like? And obviously, I mean, we want to be available to at that point. But obviously, there's going to be questions on both sides that we've got to figure out.
There's a lot of questions. I'll get to your question in just 1 second, if I can. The first question we would have, partly for council, is the nature of this binding letter of intent. If we bring you back something for consideration, we understand the part of the 6 month period and the sharing of the in order to allow for the studies and the sharing of that information. But what we want to make sure we understand is what is the obligation after the 6 months. When you say binding, is that you essentially have the first right of refusal to negotiate with the city? And so we realize that council really doesn't have any specific obligation beyond the 6 months other than to give you the first shot. Or are you ultimately looking for that if you determine the project is financially feasible and both parties, staff and the developer, can reach general consensus, there may be some things that there's not agreement on, but general consensus, you essentially would have the right to advance your project. We want to make sure we were clear on that issue.
No, we see ourselves negotiating the terms of the developer's agreement through the six-month process, and if we get to the point where we're comfortable to bring it forward before the end of the 6 months, we would see at the end of our agreement, whether it be at the 6 months or earlier than that, it would end with us bringing forth before the city a proposal for you to vote on,
okay,
to approve or disapprove before anyone else can come forth with another presentation, okay, and proposal.
Okay. To answer your question, Daniel, and I appreciate that clarification, obviously there's two major components that we'd have to really look carefully at. One being the parking commitment, and at the end of the day, I don't know if that commitment is literally a commitment of 160 spaces that could be in any version thereof, you know, 40 in one side and 120 in another adjacent to it, if it's surface level or if it's a commitment for a garage, and if it's a commitment for a garage, what is the exact nature of the garage, where is it located? You know, what is the expectations for the appearance of the garage? I mean, those are big questions we have to clearly work through. And then obviously the conference space.
Well, and yeah, and I think as it starts to go month two, month three, and all of a sudden, hey, this thing can really happen, that immediately is going to come back on us up here. All right, we're
close.
Game on, Mark. You know, where you put the parking garage, kind of thing. And I mean, it's exciting stuff. I want to go through there. We just be prepared that we, you know, that workload could be in front of us, of going through that. And Mayor, do you know the latest update of the Bank of America?
I was up there in New York, and I wasn't able to see the folks at Gramercy. However, the guy that used to work there, who's no longer there, he had perhaps advised me to let that building be purchased and deal with the new, you know, owner rather than showing your hand now, as far as what you wanted to do with it. So that's supposed to have happened in December, January. It's end of January, but you know, I'll keep plugging away see if I can find out. But there's a lot of turmoil going on at Gramercy Capital, from what I understand. So
you can always condemn it.
There's always.
Well, and again, the nature of the conference space is equally important to resolve. You know, obviously, whether the city is simply owning that space and then finding a company to management is one scenario. If the city has obligations for both owning and operating, as well as booking, in other words, there's specific commitments with how many events will be in there and what the commitments on food service will be. Those are big issues that would have to get worked through. So we would need 6 months. Or some time to kind of just look at the whole feasibility of that, because we don't own and operate conference.
We see a separate co-management agreement being in place for the conference center, and part of what this six-month process would entail would be these negotiations that we're talking about right now, and that's what we're asking for, is the opportunity to negotiate with the city and to further research into the feasibility of the site and of the project, and to negotiate with the city on these matters that still have a lot of questions with them. And at the end of that period, we would have those questions answered, and we could come forward to city council at that point in time, and you would have the opportunity to tell us, yes, that's something that we'd like to see forward, or no, that's something that we're not comfortable with. But there are a lot of questions to be answered, and those we hope to answer those within this six-month period.
Well, Mark doesn't have a lot on his plate right now, so he should be
should
free.
Have plenty of time to go.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's an exciting thing, and we're gonna. It's a interesting process. You probably are gonna have a lot of questions and
sure.
That are gonna pop up through that whole process as we move forward. But like I said, I think there's a undercurrent and that underlying belief that something like this is. It's going to happen in the downtown at some point. I mean, I think that's, you know, it's going to happen. So we might as well get started on it and see where it takes us.
And Bryce, further down the line, you will need a station wagon type deal to go to the airport and pick people up and bring them back.
Exactly.
Every city that I go to a meeting, and the hotel we're staying in, they've got little wagons to come and pick us up.
Well,
and
I'll be driving it. So.
They call them SUVs now, Mr. Richard. They still make station wagons.
I'm sorry.
Don't date yourself like that, Mr.
you
family truckster.
And I think it's interesting that for probably, I don't know how many years, 130 years or whatever it was, that there was a hotel on that site since probably 1850 when they tore it down in, you know, 67. And they probably had little wagons to go to the train station to pick them up and bring them back to the hotel. Or actually, there was a train station, I think, in back of the hotel. But yeah, I mean, what an appropriate place.
Sort of like
place.
We're coming full circle.
And we have. Mm-hmm. We really have. You know, what an appropriate place to have a hotel again.
Anything else?
Why'd they tear it down?
Put the Chamber of Commerce there. They tore down the post office, the library.
Courthouse.
Tore down a lot of historic buildings.
They tore it all down from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
Well, no, I mean, tore down buildings all over downtown. We used to have a great downtown, but we tore it down.
Had somewhere, had a place to put the gazebo in the courthouse was just causing a problem.
Yeah.
How you going to have light up with it in the middle of the damn courthouse?
It's not uncommon in that time frame, in the 50s to the 70s. Many downtowns across the United States, as you know, suffered because of suburban development. So all the commerce that occurred downtown moved out to the mall and the commercial corridors. There were federal programs in place to encourage people to move from downtown into the suburbs.
Right.
You know, the HUD, the subsidy program. Right. So that was also, I think, part of the whole equation that resulted in.
Of course, all of ours moved out to Sears Town, which now is completely dark.
Right. Right.
Because it went out to the other side of town.
That's right.
So would I be safe in saying that we all agree that maybe you should bring something back at the next council meeting? Is that too soon? I mean, not saying that it's the agreement,
right,
but just
right.
saying that we agree to
right.
get a
We're in the process of putting together this letter of intent, and we will be providing city staff with that letter to review and have any comments on before we bring it to city council.
Question.
Okay, so you don't want to bring it next Tuesday?
Okay.
No, I would.
Can you physically get it that quickly, or do you need a little bit?
Next Tuesday would be a challenge for
yes.
us, of course, but
you can have it as soon as today.
There are, as you know, a number of items that are.
We've got an exciting meeting on February 5th. Anyways.
February 5th is
it
tough.
It would have to be the next.
Yeah. The 19th, I think, is absolutely doable. The 5th is a little bit of a challenge for us.
The 5th, y'all have a few things.
We have a couple things to talk about.
Yeah.
Y'all might as well jump on in. Take a number and get in line.
We also hope to bring back Mr. McBride's project on the 19th.
Are they separate projects?
They are, but I'm just mentioning that if, you know, perhaps if we bring back Mr. McBride's project on the 19th and bring this project, it sort of kind of wraps everything together for your consideration.
Okay. Anything else? Would you all, Mr. Peake, you want to say anything to encourage us?
Actually, I think Bryce Peake has done an admirable job, and it's one of the few times that I can just keep my mouth shut.
Okay, if nothing else, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
State your name for the record.
Yeah.